Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Sorry. I was just jamming the Blackville Brides there, just rocking my head there, and I forgot. Forgot what I was doing. Just rocking out.
Missed any of the show.
Yeah.
Get the podcast. TNTRadioEmpire.com.
That was it.
Or right. Wherever you get your podcast. Where you at? Oh. What you hauling? We got Robert hauling dog food. Kansas City to York, Nebraska. Where you at?
What you hauling? All right.
Y'all drive safely.
Do that. Thank you for listening. Mr. Evans, how you doing today? 100%. By the way, it's only Thursday of the 5 days. Monday morning, the first thing you said was you're sad there's only 5 days this week.
Yeah.
Of broadcasting. Well, yeah, we're only in four.
I'm treating today like it's Tuesday. Yeah. So you're sad that today's already Thursday.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
You only got two full shows to do. What are you going to do after that?
I'm coming in Saturday. On the weekend.
Okay. Just to practice. Yeah. Practice makes perfect, man. We haven't done enough of these shows.
It won't be on the air.
No, we can.
I'll just have a banana back office.
Yeah. We got time to leave.
Oh, that's right. Good show.
Throw together a fishing podcast or something.
There you go.
Oh, cool. I can sleep in. I can miss the fishing podcast. Everybody's got a podcast. Yeah. Everybody.
And you got to make it specialized. There's a lot of just specialized podcasts out
there. No, it's like
two
guys getting high and talking.
No, there's too many of those.
Yes, there is.
Yeah. Well, sort of, I guess.
I mean, there's a lot of those, but damn few that attract
people
a big audience.
To, anybody listens to, exactly. But thank you for listening to us. We appreciate that.
Yeah. Did you guys mention Elijah Cummings?
No, we haven't mentioned him yet. Great man.
I don't know much about him, but
I heard Maryland Democrat.
Son of a sharecropper, you know, came from nothing.
68 years old, has passed away.
Tried to work across the aisle.
Long-standing health challenges.
Anybody have him?
No.
Okay. He kept that quiet, right?
We didn't hear about
it. Yeah, I didn't.
Out of Baltimore, representing the Baltimore area.
I just heard the whole biography of basically his life coming in. I knew who he was because we follow politics more than a lot of people.
No less than a dozen honorary doctoral degrees from universities around the nation.
We're still waiting for one.
Yeah. Been around forever.
I just want
one.
So he
passed away.
I have a real degree, but that doesn't mean dick. I want one. I want an honorary.
You want an honorary degree?
Yep. Yeah.
You think they'd give
an honorary doctorate?
Push one because he actually graduated from a local college.
True.
He deserves it probably more than anybody.
No, not really.
No, probably not.
No. We make fun of that local college for no reason. Well, back when Puss was there, it wasn't that good. It's really good, nice college now. Really nice.
Yeah, well,
stuff like that.
Obviously, if they accepted me, they're
stuff,
not.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, but they've really stepped up their game.
Oh,
they have.
Oh, huge. Nice campus there now and everything.
I think they built like 10 buildings since I was there.
Oh, yeah, easily.
I just wanted a doctorate from
Arizona State.
Lake Havasu.
Lake Havasu,
Lake Havasu
right.
branch.
You want a satellite branch doctorate. That's hilarious.
I don't even want a doctorate. Just give me a degree.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Just give me.
You'll have the original, right?
A bachelor's degree.
Yeah. They'll give you an associate's, honorary associate's degree. It'd be hilarious.
I'd settle for that. I'd hang that on my wall.
An honorary attendance certificate, maybe?
No, I don't deserve that.
That's what. For being there sometimes.
You might have gone to one or two classes.
Being there sometimes.
I went to several classes, but.
Since you've talked about Arizona State all these years, people have started applying there more because of you. Todd can get in.
He's a recruiting ambassador at this point.
Yes, he is.
I think people have figured out that's kind of a cool place.
Yeah.
Well, that's where they play to win the game.
That's right. That too.
Well, even if you're not a
football program,
not an athlete, if you're tired of, you know, that's why I moved down there.
Tired of winter.
I had friends down there, and I was just tired of winter, and decided I should go visit Arizona for a week and see what that's all about. And well, I moved there 4 months later.
I can see that happening.
Yep. You just gave Moorhead the finger and got out of there, right?
Yeah, because it was a particularly brutal winter.
That's called winter.
And weather was the only motivation to leave.
Oh, there was a kid, too, you had to get away from.
I didn't know about that till
2 months before you left.
Yeah, because I had already made plans before
the atom bomb.
Before the impregnation. Right.
The impregnation. Oh, really?
Sorry, I already put a deposit down.
Yeah, right. You planted that seed knowing you were leaving town.
Yeah.
So you put a deposit down, and then you put a deposit down.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, everybody knew my intentions.
Why did she use protection?
I don't.
Because you don't.
Because look at me.
He's too pretty for contacts.
I'm the last person to say that. Believe me.
Because you don't.
Well, it's just you're all hot and bothered, both of you right there. Stop right there.
Ain't happening.
That was it. Phil Rizzuto showed up.
She couldn't wait for that.
Now you're praying for the end of time or just moving to Arizona. That's how the song should end. Now I'm moving to Arizona. Paradise by the Dashboard Light. That should have been it.
Somehow I don't think Meatloaf would have been okay in Arizona.
He'd have
been away from the kid, man.
Been making sweet passion.
Yes,
love
I have
to
a zillion
woman.
Times. Yes, I've.
And,
she said, I lucked out my whole life.
I want to have your baby.
I lucked out my whole life. That I didn't plant an atom out there.
But they wanted to have your baby.
Oh, yeah, a couple did, yeah.
Did they announce that?
One, two. I'm not going to go there. I don't want this on the podcast.
I want to be taking the family to dinner.
and hearing that on the HD2 signal.
About all the chicks that wanted to have Tyler's babies.
Yeah, that's it. Great.
But again, look at him. Can you blame him?
Thank you, puss.
Total package.
Oh, your mom and I. And you're already around, so we didn't want a second one. Craig was there discussing it with us.
Why didn't you use protection? It always comes up after the fact.
I know. Maybe someday you and that lady will make up. Not like sexually, but just say, yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, well, we already had that conversation.
Sounds like it's her dad you needed to make up to.
Yeah.
He was the one that wanted to murder you.
He'll be dead soon, I'm sure.
I don't think I'm going to talk to him.
No. Is he dead yet?
I don't know.
That's when you should reach out. Sorry about your dad.
Yeah. But no, when he first got a hold of me.
By the way, if you're new to the show, Todd had a love child that he didn't raise and found out later.
But I was talking with her the whole time I was talking with him for that brief period of time.
Oh, yeah, but that was a long time ago. I thought about a recent makeup.
Oh, no. No reason for that. I can't think of one.
I know why I brought that back up. Oh, moving to Arizona, that was it. That made people sweat for years on this show. Waiting for the kid to drop, next kid to drop. Not just the show, people listening to the show, I meant, you know.
Oh, it could still happen.
Yeah.
Keep sweating.
No.
Pretty sure you're in the clear?
Oh, yeah. I thought, believe me, after that happened to you, I thought about a few college girls.
Go back through the Rolodex.
Yeah.
When I was a single man, that was my number one fear. Anything else was like, okay, well, there's probably a pill for that or a cream or something.
Right,
but let's not get that. Let's not have that happen.
She broke out the cousin rubbers, right?
Even when it wasn't a cousin.
Can never be too safe.
Exactly.
Tonight, it is Kansas City at Denver at 7:20 Central Time. It is the Astros at the Yankees at 7:07
rained there last
Central
night.
Time. That is game 4.
It must be crappy there again today.
Taking
right?
care of the rain out.
Better today, but you had your bomb cyclone go through last night. It was
night.
Weather Channel was there, and it was raining sideways at Yankee Stadium. There's no way they were playing ball last night.
No.
But the other series is over, so they can just reschedule it to Friday and not have an issue.
Yeah, they want to get that thing done. They want to start the regular series eventually. Yeah.
I think it's Tuesday?
Post-two?
I think the World Series is supposed to start.
Let's play two. Double-headed on a playoff series would be great.
Do they still even do that?
Not scheduled doubleheaders. Like they have them, though.
Maybe to make up a...
If a team's not going to be in that area anymore, usually happens across country stuff where you're not going to be in the same area. There are some accidental doubleheaders anymore, but there's no scheduled one. Hadn't been scheduled ones in probably 20, 30 years, I don't think.
Yeah, they do it for a makeup game purposes.
Yeah. Ah, baseball.
And to save a little on the travel budget.
The family of El Chapo has announced that they will be using El Chapo's money to build and open a university in Mexico.
I talked to my Mexican son last night.
Well, he's American. He just lives there.
Yeah, well, he's Mexican now.
Yeah. Over there, they call him a gringo.
That's right.
Yep. He is absolutely a gringo, but his girlfriend is not. She's a native Mexican.
What's it like sleeping with a Mexican girl? I should have asked him that. I was hanging out with him. You can't ask him that.
No. But some of us may have. It's like sleeping with a girl.
Yeah, that's what our buddy Sean can have. You should say that. People ask Sean, what's it like being with an Asian girl? He does a bit on stage. It's like, sleeping with a girl.
And letting her pay all your bills in his particular
case.
He admits that.
So it's one of the three projects that the El Chapo family is working on.
A legitimate university, or are they going to teach, smuggling, coke cutting?
How's like that not legitimate?
That's how he got his cash.
That is a viable business. You just ask El Chapo.
I love the fact that he's allowed to keep all that money in Mexico. Like, the Mexican authorities ain't coming to get it. It is all ill-gotten gains.
Yeah, they probably laundered a bunch of it. They'd have to prove that's.
And this is his family.
So none of it. Does he have grown sons that are involved? Because they're not going to give up that business, are they? Or maybe they will because they're going to die.
I think that there may be one who's involved, but I'm not sure.
Well, who's the new head of the cartel?
Somebody
had to get promoted to head of the cartel.
Well, yeah, I didn't want to know.
Cartel down there.
I didn't want to know.
No,
I didn't ask when I was there.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't ask around the cartel. Don't ask about the cartel when you're in Mexico.
You don't.
No, you just don't.
You let that go.
Yep.
Especially if you're a gringo.
That's right. Yep.
You just let that go. Ah, doesn't exist to me. Right. Got some blow?
You do you.
Yeah. And I do.
But it would be nice to be able to get a major in, like, tunnel digging or something.
Yeah.
At El Chapo U.
That's what they should call it. El Chapo U. That'd be some great looking sweatshirts, man. That's some nice swag. El Chapo U.
Mascot is like a razor blade.
There you go.
NASA wants congressional support to move up its next moon landing mission to 024. They're asking for funding beyond the $22 billion that's already allocated. Some people are saying, hey, that sounds like political stuff there. You want to go early. Others are saying, look, we need to go. So we'll see how that works out.
There's a group of people saying everything's been. Let's go to Mars.
Political now. Yes, there are.
There's a group of those people. They're scientists, aren't you?
Well, no.
I don't care what you want to do.
Some of those people are saying, well, let's get to the moon so we can go
to
Mars.
That's right. We need a stop.
Yeah,
I think you got to
make the moon trip just routine.
Yep.
Like a weekend trip.
Some people are suggesting that.
And then you get it down, and then you go on to Mars.
And then on to Uranus.
Your rectum.
Yeah, get it right.
Oh, yeah, climbing at El Chapo U. They have a fence, and yeah, they have a fence climbing team.
You don't even need to be a team. 6-year-old girl climbed it.
Yeah, but there could be competition.
Right, that's true. Competition climbing.
Who could climb it the fastest?
Right.
It wasn't hot enough, I bet.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, isn't your daughter into that? The rock climbing thing?
She likes to do rock climbing stuff. Yeah, there's a place here in town.
Buddy of mine, who's no longer with us.
A series of wall climbing stores around the country. El Chapo's. Yeah, that'd be kind of good.
Yeah, they have those. Like in the mountains. Denver's got places like that.
Oh, there's plenty of them.
There's
here.
Gyms.
Bunch here, too. Yeah,
there's one here. Yeah.
Where you can climb the wall.
My gym has one. My gym has a huge
rock climbing wall.
Yeah.
But yeah, make them the franchise, you know. Mm-hmm. El Chapo's Walls.
Right.
That's another outdoor adventure thing that has never really appealed to me because...
You fall.
You fall.
Yeah.
And if you fall, you probably die.
You do. Oh, you definitely die.
Are you intrigued by the indoor version of this?
No.
No, you're hooked up, Todd.
I know.
You don't die on those
things. Well, you're actually hooked up if you do it right. You know, when you're climbing on...
True, those kind. Yeah. No, you're not going to free climb anywhere.
El Capitan.
Free climbing, even 60 feet is stupid.
Yeah.
Because you're dead.
My buddy is the oldest documented guy. He's no longer with us, by the way, to climb Devil's Tower in Wyoming.
A free one?
No.
Okay, I wouldn't even do that.
Whatever equipment.
Those guys are crazy.
They use to hook themselves up in case they slip.
The nails and whatnot.
Yeah.
Find the crevice, pound it in.
Like places like that, they already have.
Leftover ones,
right? The hooks are already there.
Yeah.
There's a
still,
route
though, man.
That most climbers take. But yeah, still.
Those crazy bastards that actually set those sleeping tents up on the side of a cliff.
Wow.
That is, to me, that's the most bravest person ever. I don't even understand how that exists. How you can lay down on one of those things. Hanging from a cliff.
How can you sleep?
Yeah.
I wouldn't even be able to lay there.
I'm going
to
roll over.
Yeah.
Right. There's no... tossing and turning is not an option.
It's not.
If there's only one of you in there, you might move a little bit, but you're not going to fall off because of that thing. It's covered up. They're always covered up.
That's why you can't sleep is because you're afraid of falling
guys
off.
Guys on his phone all night, checking out, going to sleep.
I need to have a few drinks to get me to sleep.
That's what you need to be. Drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, somebody had to fly me to that because I'm not going to be able to make it there anyway. But those guys, that is just crazy. They have to spend the night because it's too dark. Let's stop here. We got the rest of the mountain to go. Put that little cliff sleeping bag thing up.
Put your little shelf up.
Yeah, basically a shelf, right.
And then you wake up in the middle of the night and you got to pee.
Yeah.
Just kind of shuffle to the edge.
Hang your dink out the side.
Yeah, and you don't see a lot of guys climbing with a bottle of vodka strapped to them.
No, but you should.
Yeah, it would make getting to sleep a little easier.
It would.
I mean, the hangover the next morning would be a little bit iffy.
I forgot to use that, click that rope on there.
Right, on the little pegs that are already there, somebody should just hang a six-pack.
Yeah.
You know, for the next guy.
Just pay it forward.
Why do you guys always say alcohol's got to be involved with everything?
Pay it forward.
Because it does.
Because alcohol's got to be involved with everything.
Thank you, Craig.
Because it would be irresponsible to do blow while you're climbing the mountain because you don't want to be that jacked up.
Right. Actually, that might help.
I don't know that it would help. I would think that you're already there.
Jacked up emotionally? Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I think you would need to be a little calm in that situation.
I think so as well.
Well, you would need to sleep.
And you got superhero strength, too, on Coke.
That'd be all right.
Yeah, you could just zip right up that.
Right.
Don't remember that at all. California man is in custody for allegedly breaking into a home while dressed in women's lingerie.
Okay. Crime?
As you do.
What's the crime?
Well,
the breaking in.
Yeah, it's the breaking in. 37-year-old Sean McGuire spotted inside the family's home, dressed in a bra and panties.
So, okay.
Did he make it look good?
No, I can't imagine that he did.
Have you seen a photo?
Yeah.
Big dude?
Not Thai necessarily.
Boy? A Thai boy would make it look good. Bush tell you that.
Will and does tell me that. So they spotted him outside the home wearing a bra and panties. A witness also saw the man running out of the home's garage wearing only underwear. Officers searched the area with the canine and found Mr. McGuire hiding out, now completely naked. He's looking at several charges, including burglary, indecent exposure, trespassing.
No pictures? Was he a fatty?
No, I'm looking.
No.
He's not a fat.
No.
Not a fat guy.
Yeah, but you're still stuffing yourself in some girl's panties.
Yeah.
It's not
going to
be.
Yeah.
It's going to be tight.
The home's owner says he now plans to buy a dog for security. As you would, I guess.
Yeah,
buy your own panties, dude.
Well, hey, they may not come in his size.
Why did the music have to be playing?
But I'm pretty sure they do.
They come in any size.
They come in all
big
sizes.
Panty woman. Come on, you know.
Yeah, Amazon has everything.
Yeah, go to
you can find it.
Ann Taylor. Is that it at the pet store?
Lane Bryant.
That's it.
That's the one.
That's it. Sorry, Ann. I apologize.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.